Sure, you'd say, my little Shishiba Yogimoshvat, Hey Tov Shimem, Hey, February 4th, 1985, on Monday. Continued.
Ruben is not in college, he's not a bar, he's not a teacher. He answered this, so we have $5 over the time. And you have the fact that Ruben is giving the issue of the person. For Shimon, it's considered as if the mission is canceled, as if Shimon had given it. But she has to get a lawyer, not a lawyer from another person. She has to get a lawyer from the Baal. Now the Baal, she doesn't get a lawyer of the Kesef, of course she can. She has a lawyer of the Kesef. But the lawyer she doesn't get from the Baal, she gets it from Obey. So the answer is, and Hayat Budesh is to the lawyer Zul. A bolo of big lolly. So maybe she gets her lawyer from the Baal also. To get him. And the same thing is true of the third case in the Gemara, which the Rambam mentions a lot. The famous mobile and famous dinner of the king, Mahomet, the Scottish lady, the Moskalev, the teacher is a king. And she said to Ruben, you give a dinner. You give a dinner to Shimon. And I will bring the dishes to Shimon. And then Shimon was in Kavisha. And Yom HaLuah, I have the dishes to the Kavis, my family Zul, Shekin Polti, Kutzim Ho, Harizim the dishes. So again, he emphasizes the element of Amalek. It's true, because there are two prerequisites. One is the Isha has to get Kesef from the Baal. Now, so there are two problems with that. In respect to that prerequisite, the Isha should get Kesef from the Baal. The Isha doesn't get Kesef from the Baal. So we apply the Awache. The Awache. Or the fact that the Baal gets the Kesef of the Isha is considered as if the Isha got it. Then the other problem is the Baal is to give the Kesef to the Isha. The Baal doesn't give Kesef to the Isha. He accepts Kesef. Not from the Isha, but because of the Isha. Because of the Isha's intervention in directly. So we applied our other time. Since Ube gives the kesef to Shimon on behalf of Shimon, so it's considered as if Shimon got this. Okay, so we have the requirement of the issue of getting kesef from the Baal satisfied and applied. But yesterday, so the the money, Alpia, and The more he has reference to the harmony of enjoying the money itself, that he should not get. It's different than always. Here, Rachmanov is actually playing in Kodeshis and in Evet Mayim. Evet Mayim la halga buloi kachos and in the Mitev. He doesn't give his kesev. The third time he gives the kesev. He's kokon nafshe. Why? Because the third time gives the kesev to the order on behalf of the Evet Mayim, so it's considered as the kesev of the Evet Mayim's kesev. So even though Shimon does not give the kesef, his kesef is not given. Ruben's kesef is given, but Ruben gives the kesef of Shimon, so it's considered as if the kesef has been given by Shin, Konrad, ten only playing the Kaddish, and Loyal Kodeshes to Mishneyem. All the black of what I would do, what I would do, and Shari Kachi, and it's an Amarant, and I'm Yodo, and it's enough. We don't know it, and the Konrad Hosom mainly. I doubt the Konrad, I can say, the way the Hosom will be there. Shin does not be his case. Somebody else can give the kesef. So you have two women give the kesef on behalf of Shimon. So the old one gets the kesef.
The Isha is Machner's soul in marriage to the Baal.
She's our top. Ogun Pasha explains, Ogun is the country. And on top of that, she's in other words, she's Namsa. First, she's Makhna the Kesef. The morning, she's Makhna the power. And on top of the voice, in conjunction with the voice, she's Makhna herself. She's like Kalkin. So, it's Kalkin weakness, Agamutalki. We don't have such a name. We have a name. And Kalkin weakness, Agamutalki. Not Kalkin, the Isha. To the bow, out of the voice, the Isha is not in the bow. You can have a conversation about this, you can have a conversation about this. The conversation about this, the helper is making a conversation about this, and this is the struggle. On my way. So, Vasutra said, to Rabashe, we sabr as the umbra of Yage, Ochadon Hoshvaskin, the Bahia Noir, the Kabul Matan, the law, Gopro, we feel an action. It's a very strange remark. Rabashe assumes that Vasutra's deed is based upon the king of Ayah. Actually, yes, there is no agate of Kakoli Sagamakoma. There is agate of Mikalpo Nagakao. But there is not a difficulty. Let's say there is no agate of Mikalpo of Kakoli Sagamakoma. Suppose there is such. But since when is the Nishi weakness the agate? It's the Nishi weakness that has okay. Nishi is weak to the Kesef, but we know just the also that Nishi is weakness. The Nishi is weakness. The Agat. The Agat. Well, there's the Kashi in the Elohim. Let's see the Rashi. The condition of law. The Uki way, the other way is Kashi. The dishes in the Polish word of Kanye Kanye. Shemishwana Chayes is. Odo is like how Odo Bukash the Kapoor is the same as the Houten is some of the Vashes Akos. So that, Zeus Akosu, is mentioned in connection with the time. So there is a Bachoikis between Rashi and Jesus, according to these phrases. So it's only the time to use the because the process is mentioned in connection with the finding. According to Rashi, it's not after the finding of the but in general, but the affirming is not property altogether. So melee, it has an opinion, it's practical things again in connection with that, usually. Because the organ has a key moment in it. But it's just a question does not apply only to Eved, it applies to Odom. Odom is a question. According to this, says only Eved is a question. Not Odom in general. Okay. The crash is not here. In the question, she is my highest question. She is the head of this image. Now one would assume, but the culture is an important person. an outstanding person. No, Choshev does not mean a great person, an outstanding person. And Choshev means a person who doesn't accept offense. So then, it's Hanoi when the person that accepts a matone from another person. That's it. If the person is very bright, he's great, he's a genius, but he's a shnora. He is ready to accept matones from everybody. So what significance is it that he's a genius? So then, the dono does not enjoy hanoi when that genius accepts from him, accepts from everybody. So what? He accepts from everybody. But if he's the kind of person who doesn't accept matters from anybody in the world, and just from this person, he accepted the matone, so that means he gives him a lot of honor. That's why Rashi emphasizes that Choshev doesn't mean a pikohen, a genius, a Nobel Prize winner. Let's say he's a Nobel Prize winner. He's Albert Einstein. But let's say Albert Einstein is a schnorrer. He's ready to accept a gift from everybody. So then, he's not a Choshev. But a Choshev might be an ignorant person who is illiterate. But if he's very proud, he doesn't accept gifts from anybody in the world, and from a certain person who accepts, then he's giving a big comment to that person. Because, in other words, he distinguishes it. He's the only one from whom he accepts it. That's how.
Like strictly fine, recurrently fine.
It's a service. He do it. Machine that way is not a money that for which you can send in a bill, but people are willing to pay. So then this kind of money is not considered like Kesed. It's not like considered like Kesed. Now, there's the Ramach. But Rashi Shite is not like that. Rashi Shite is not like that. Rashi Shite is not like that.
Now she has to get the money. So
accidentally hit a machine, the valve will not be answered. Suppose it will turn out that the issue matters. So then women would be entitled to a refund from Shimon. Suppose Shimon would say, I don't have the money. So then he'll be entitled to a refund from the Isha. From the Isha. But how about this case of Hilch Monoba Kanish and Loch, the counterfeit, where the Isha gives the money to the Baal and says, I should be delicious. Couldn't we learn out a Alfus and Mishneh, just in the case of ten women with Lady Lakanish and Loy? It's very similar. In the case of ten women with Lady Lakanish and Loy, where she did the Mishneh, so the Baal gets the money, not the Isha. There is one difference. In the case of Tamanu Tilakadish and Eloi, the Baal gets the money, but the Isha doesn't give it. Woman gives it under the directive of the Isha, or Pio. But in this case, of Hilakhmona Bakadish and Eloi, so the Baal gets the money, and the Isha is the one who gives it. But why, if it's Yalfuse? If the din shneim is yalfuse, not mamish, the din of all, but yalfuse, so this could also be yalfuse. In other words, if it's yalfuse, so we say, ten only with lady lakadish and loy, the definition. So it's deduced, we are having recourse to both halachas, the halach of Ore and the halach of Ore. First of all, we have two problems. One problem is, because the Baal has to give the kesef, and the Baal did not give the kesef. The Baal did not give the kesef. Who gave the kesef? Who gave the kesef? So we apply the principle of every time. Since Uday gave the kesef on behalf of Shimon, it's considered as if Shimon gave the kesef. Then there is another problem. The Isha has to get the money. But the Isha did not get the money. The Baal got the money. So apply the principle of Ore. Since the Baal got the money out of the Isha, so it's considered as if the Isha got the money. So here too, in this Abaye by Ore, Hilch Monoh Bakadish and Loch, we can also apply both principles. We also have two problems. Hilch Monoh, the Isha says to a woman, here is the money, and I'll be delicious. So you have two problems. First of all, the Baal is here. He didn't give. The Isha gave. But the Isha gave on how weak they have. And the Baal is the half. So we can apply the Baal also very time. Then there's another problem. The Isha has to get, and the Baal get. So in the case of telling the plane that comes from the way, so also, the Isha didn't get the Baal out. And there it's considered as an Isha got it. Why? Because the Baal got it, I'll feel the Isha. Here it's certainly I'll feel the Isha. The Isha herself gave it to him. So why can't we apply both principles? So you know, if we say, that it's not the application of the principle of Ore and the application of the principle of Ore, but the principle of Ore, but it's just the Alfuse of Ore. So here, when the Isha gives the money to the Baal, we can also deduce the Alfuse from Ore and from Eretai, the same way, because we have the same two problems that we had in the case of ten women with lady Lakadish and Eloi, so he's Mikudeshes with Mishneh. There too, the Isha doesn't get, and the Baal doesn't give. The Baal gets Nietzsche doesn't get it. So we apply both principles, both the offices. So here too we can apply both the offices. Nietzsche gave, but Nietzsche gave from who's the how? For the Tao. So maybe we can apply another line. And the Nietzsche didn't get who got it. The Tao got it, but he got it for Pio. So we can apply the Tao before it. So we can do the dishes. However, if we say that the thing of God is not the office, the thing of God is simply the application of the principle of God, because we shall sell in the event of the contingency of the Dushi turning out to be invalid, because she'll turn out to be an eyeless, so then she'll be responsible to the Dhamma. She'll have to reach, she'll have to reform. So, in the case of Temonoi, Tlaini, Bakavi, Shaniloi, now, so the Nietzsche says to Uwe, Temonoi, Tlaini, give the mono to Shimon, Bakavi, Shaniloi. Suppose the Nietzsche turns out to be nihilist. So he finds out that the Nietzsche nihilist. So then, Uwe goes to Shimon and says, hey, I gave you the mono that there is Dushi for Nietzsche, but the Dushi turned out to be Dushi Torres. I'm a type of Torah. So Shimon says, it's time to invoke, don't repent. So then, Uwe will be entitled to reform from Nietzsche. Nietzsche. So he can apply it in the form. But in this case of Hilich Mono Vakavishan, when the Isha says to Hube, here you have the Mono and thou do the Reshis, and he is Mikhail Vakavishan. So, suppose next day to turn out that the Isha is an Iris. So, could the Isha go to herself and say, hey, you are not. So they could go to the Baal and say, Dushi Torres, now I hear it on your behalf, the Dushi, now the Dushi is bottled because I'm unfortunately nihilist, so you have to reform the money to me. You have to reform. But suppose the Baal says, what did she do? She wrote to herself and she'll say, hey, you are Lord, you pay me. Take out from the white pocket and I'll put it in my pocket. That doesn't make sense. So it all depends. If we say that our homeboy will be out, who's it? Not a plain application of art. Why couldn't we apply simply the inner line? The answer is, just because in the event of the contingency of the Dushi becoming invalid, so then she'll have to pay back, that doesn't mean that she's considered to have received the money which has Dushi. Because she'll only be responsible as if she had received the money in case of an invalidation of it. But we are talking now when the Dushi is not invalid. So the reason is why the Dinobor applies in the following of the Al-Fuse. So in other words, so it all depends. What's the chat in the world? If the Dinobor is the Al-Fuse, then we can apply a combination of both principles. In the case of Pentecostal Lakadishan law, no less than in the case of 10-1 and the Plainly Lakadishan law. But if we say that the Dinorev is not right, it's simply the Dinorev. Because the issue in the case of the Dushi becoming invalidated is responsible enough. So in the case In the case of the monotheism, the Hanshin Loi, there the Isha will be held responsible. But in the case of the Hanshin Loi, the Isha will not be held responsible to herself. Cannot be held responsible to herself. So then we can put one. So, it's possible to say that the Rambam holds that the Din of Boreh is not the simple Din of Boreh, because in case of invalidation she will be held responsible as well. Because that is of no significance. Just because she will be held responsible as if she had received the money in case of the Kiddushin turning out to be invalid, that doesn't mean that in the case where the Kiddushin is not invalidated, she is also considered to have received money. But the reason is why she is in the Lesher is because it's Yalfuse from all. It's Yalfuse from all. Now, if Yalfuse from all, so Mele, just as we reduce we didn't share in the case of the Monday Kayla Kanishan Loy. So we say we have two problems. First of all, the plane has to give, the plane didn't give. Ruben gave. So we say we apply the law 190. Inasmuch as Ruben gave on behalf of the plane is considered to be plane that gave money. And then there's another problem. The Isha has to get it. And the Isha didn't get the Baal got, the plenty got is the Baal. So he applied the Loha Boy. Since the Baal got a few of the Isha, it's considered as if the Isha got it. So here too, in the case of Hilach Lona Kanshan Loch, we also have the same two problems. First of all, the Baal is given. The Baal didn't give. Who gave the Isha gave? But on whose behalf did the Isha give? On behalf of the Baal. So what difference does it make? Whether the Isha gave on behalf of the Baal or who gave the Isha on behalf of the Baal. So it applied to Allah 190. Then we have another problem. The Isha has to get. The Isha did not get. Who got the Baal? So in the case of 10 monotheistic conditional also the Baal got. But we say it's considered as if the Isha got it. Because the Baal got it appeal. Here certainly he got an appeal. He got it from her manish. It's a pure. So that's the Mishnah. So that was always a bite. He was more than a commissioner. That's the reason is why Robert based this abaye right after the aloha of case number 3 of terminal playing a commissioner. So why should she be good? If the Mishneh is Yalfuse, not because she is responsible for that, but the Yalfuse. So here we can also use the terms. But, according to the Rambam, there are two prerequisites. According to the Rambam, there are two prerequisites. First of all, the Simas HaKesek, the Baal of the Isha, and then the Isha instead of Amoyev from the Kesek. In the case of Temon playing the Kaddishan and the Isha Zamoy. Why? Because the Baal gets the Keset. First of all, the Isha is not Kaseon. Does she become divested of a penny? Nothing. And in addition, she gets away because Shimon gets the money out of you. So she has down that money. But she ain't in this case. You could also say she has away. But the away, the fact that he accepts it from her, is a minor amoy, relative to the detriment she incurs when she gives abdomen, some melee, it's not considered to be unreally putted, because on one hand she's depriving the one. Then, alright. So, an Avram Hoshu, so the Amoya that the law gets from the acceptance of the non-Avram Hoshu is less than important. It's an insignificant, it's a minimal Amoya. Shaykh said that. That's why I flip him, so according to him, it's alright because they are even possible, shall we put it in order. So that means that the Amoya by non-Avram Hoshu is minimal, is less than important. So the element of Amoya is missing. But why, now that I mentioned, what is the halacha of Amoya? How the Amoya relates to the asmachin of the issue. In other words, the issue has to be machin herself in return for the Amoya that she gets from the Hesed. The Dasmach. So the Aloche of Anoye relates to the Dasmach of the issue. Dasmach of the issue. So Mele, Rabashi said like this. Omele Rabashi, we now zoop. Alright. In the case of the Dasmach, Hanishan, well, so you have the din shep. So there is the sinus, I guess. There is the sinus, I guess. But there is another prerequisite. She has to get annoyed. So in the case of Tenmon Lutan, Lakani Shani Lori, then there is the element of annoyed. But here, she is Chosa the Mandemana. She becomes divested of the mama that she gives away, she gives up the mama. What kind of annoyance does she have? What kind of annoyance does she have? Unless you say that by applying the principle of agir, she doesn't have to have annoyance. Because the whole halacha of annoyance is in respect to the dasmachna of the isha. In other words, in order that the dasmachna of the isha should be effective, so she has to get annoyed. But maybe you are applying the din of agit. So what is agit? Agit means, agit is not in Isaac again, in the Chepse, as the Chaim says. Agit means that since you are matched the mitautel in Agatkarke, so then the mitautel will change ownership. By virtue of that Knoi alone, without the Maizikin and the Mitaubo. So if you had the Dinobadev in the reverse, that Isha, Kalke can be Mitne, that Knoi is effective. That Knoi is effective, Adab Mitaubo. That Knoi is effective, Adab Mitaubo. So then, we could say that, because insofar, so true that an issue is only needed in the Kesef. But we have this necessity. We didn't share the But there is another prerequisite. Namely, Hanoi. But what is the law that prerequisite of Hanoi? In other words, the dasmach, the dachnoi of the isha, has to be in return for the Hanoi she gets. In return for the Hanoi she gets. As a washing more than a in connection with whom? The isha be pocket, we shall be put in the nuclear. So melee. So the smack the guy, the isha has to be in return for the Hanoi. But if there will be no baggage in the reverse, so then it wouldn't have to be. ve cin düş. Cin düş isterse bu yer mi istesek? In order to supply the additional prerequisite of annoying. So, and that relates to the asmakhya of the isha. The isha is the makhya of the vow and the isha. For in return for annoying. But if there is a yunabhagya of kapois, agap mutaldui, so then it will be effective. But there is no such thing in life. So then, Masutra said, no. You're the Mahoshav asking. Now, if you're the Mahoshav, say, calling, let's say, to the Shem Buho, that any Anoi is like I said, any Anoi. So the Anoi of the Mahoshav is also Kesed. Because the Isha would be willing to spend a penny. A pote or more than a pote, a dinner or more than a dinner, even a mana, in order to get that covet, that hammer of another Mahoshu who doesn't accept gift from anyone, that he should accept it from her. So that's it. But according to the Rambam, only the Amoye that is Mechayat Kesed. Now, another Mahoshu could not send in a bill to the Ramon. Because of the Hanoi, the no head in the Choshev accepting from the no. So it's not Kesed. But here we are interested in Hanoi not in lieu of Kesed. As far as the prerequisite of the Sinesa Kesed is concerned, so there is the Sinesa Kesed. The Din Shneyer, like in the case of 10 Monel Tlaim Rakadish and Eloi, but we are interested in the additional element of Anoye. The additional prerequisite of Anoye does not have to be a Anoye that's in Chayavon. In order to be in lieu of Kesev, then it has to be the type of Anoye that's in Chayavon. But here we have Kesev Mamash. We didn't share. And we are interested in the additional element. So that doesn't have to be Mechayev Kesed. As long as a person is willing, as the Isha is ready to pay in putin for that Anoye, so the additional prerequisite is satisfied. The additional prerequisite is satisfied. That is only if we say that the Din of Orev is the office, but if we say that the Din of Orev is not the office, but it's simply the application of the Din of Orev, because the Isha has the responsibility, the liability of the Orev, in case the Kedushin becomes invalidated. So in the case of Temanul Tlaimak Avishan Eloi, then she has the liability of the Nora. Suppose Misha turns out to be an Ayanes, then she goes, so then not she, but Hube, the one who gave the money, goes first to the plane and tries to get a refund. And if he doesn't, so he can get a refund from the Isha. But in the case, they were under the Harishan law, then she cannot get a refund from herself. Cannot get a refund from herself. Now the question is, according to Rashi, how does Rashi explain it? But before I say, Teitzves is massive and Rashi, because El Odom Berchim is not an account. That's not Rashi. Rashi she is, should every Odom is like Rama. As a matter of fact, there's the Shiva Saramam also. There's the Shiva Saramam also. That every Odom is considered like Rama. Every Odom is considered like Rama. That's not a question. But the question is, why does the boy ask? There is no Dinabhaga for the reverse. Let's say there is a Dinabhaga for the reverse. That according is Nipinaga and Tauku. But Elisha is not subject to all the kinonim that apply to Kakoyes, is Elisha Nikos the Hazoke. Why should Elisha be nicknames of the Aga? So what's the technical question? So we have to say in Rashi in a similar way. Because of course, there is no aloche of Elisha being nicknames in any kinonim other than the three kinonim that the Torah mentions. But what's the king of life? As Chaim says, Agav is not in this in the heart. Agav means that if Uven is makhle, he saw the Shina, and on top of the Sodi is makhle the Heime. So then, even if it's not Tzibur, we learn that even if it's not Tzibur, so it is fun. It is fun. So we shall need the symbol a lot. So then, that means there is a behina on the soil. And Chinen makes a kinyan chazoke in the soil. So the kinyan chazoke in the soil is a kinyan and a behina. If it's all the other. But the aloha is that it doesn't have to be symbol. Let's say the son is in California and the Behemoth is in New Jersey. So Ruben says to Shimon, I marked it for you, the son in California, and on top of it, I marked for my Behemoth that is in the farm in New Jersey. So he's fun. But there he has to say, Agav. He has to say, Agav. So Rav Chaim explains that because Agav is not in my Sikhiya. The law of Agav is, it doesn't require an Isaac. The coin itself changes ownership. So, if there had been a deed, of course, where there is a necessity for an Isaac, so Dush has its own kion, not the kion of anything else. A kalaki is needed because it's Dawah has okay. And we should use this because of Shaudi and Shaudi. Mashayim came, if there had been a din of Agav in the reverse of Kakoyis making out and talking, so then it would be effective not on the basis of Baisakinian, but on the basis of that Akroye. If that Akroye is sufficient, so then, it applies to Dushinish also. So just as the Akroye is sufficient to give a Kinye in the Kinye, just on the basis of the Akroye, so by Dushin also, it will be sufficient to give a Kinye Nishes in the Nishes to the Baal, on the basis of the Akroye Badish. That's why. This is how we have to explain the Gemara according to us.
And Kedushin by the Rosh Hashanah Yotar Shvat Hei Tov Shem Mem Hei, February 10th, 1985, on Sunday.
If a man says to a woman, "Be kodeshes to have for me," But if he says the woman, half of you being Vedashis to me, she is not Vedashis. That's what Paul says. Amla Bailov, Maishta Chetchen Vedashis, Li being Vedashis. Isham Rahman, the Loy Chotzi Isham. So Chaname Isham Rahman, the Loy Chotzi Ish. Amla Yehoka Hashi, Chotzom Itzeli Bitrei Lichazi. There, so the pshat in the pasuk of Isha is kavonas hatorah is the mumayit mikadish chotzi Isha. If he says chetzi mekadeshes, but we could not say that Ish, the kavonah of the pasuk of Ish, is the mumayit to be mumayit. The case of a skachel lechetzi, because when a person says he's skachel lechetzi, so the meaning is that so mele if isha is mimayit, it's mimayit mikavish chotzi isha, but ish. So we couldn't say that the pasuk of Ish in Ma'id is kachel lechetzi, because the presumed meaning of his kachel lechetzi is that he is taking permission, he is reserving the right to marry another woman. Ela gavra nui chozol b'tchei v'hoi kamalo d'b'ina l'minza v'achrite nasim. Let's see the Rashi. Isha Omer Rahman, Yikach Ish Ish. Isha Omer Rahman, Yikach Ish. Itzol Mitrein Yinosolam Yevshe, Tilkach Haile Kodish Ele Paugin. So that's the Pasuk, Pauginat, the Chetzi Mishal Acher, Yikinen Kodesh Es Roseh. Now the question is this, that the woman that he is, that when he says, Chetzi Lechetzi, he doesn't mean you should bring the dishes to half of me. But he means he's reserving the right to marry another woman. Why does he have to say that? We're not talking yet for the chilim having the asha. So the more talks of prior to the chilim having the asha. So the man is allowed to marry more than one woman anyway. So why does he have to take permission from her? So that bothered the mitzvah. Now let's take a look at the mitzvah.
Inamet be'asra di'ihige, the Lord means that the Lord will eat it.
כדי להראות את שלום, ומדין המוצמת אליי, שלוס איש האחר זולר, תכנים שנועדו בכך, עדיין תדרוך אם נמצא בלי, וכניס לי מידון, תכנים שבאו תמירי רבי בזה. In other words, so he says, like now, who is after him Rabbi Yash? So why does he say, so, he asked him, he gave you, he means after the Lord, he said, it's not the question, isn't it? It's a Chem Rabbi Yash. It's a Chem Rabbi Yash. Because the reason is because many of the Shemim say, in the doubt that the Chem Rabbi Yash is not to marry to women that only are there of Hashish. Chem Rabbi Yash was exposed only until the sixth millennium. Now, we are already in the sixth millennium. That means until the year 5000 with Bria Salom. Till the year 5000 with Bria Salom. And the Ritva already lived after the year 5000 with Bria Salom. Some Mele and many Rishim say that Rabbi Yash imposed the Chirem only until Elav Hashem, until the year 5000. So in other words, for the last 745 years, the Chirem of Yash doesn't apply. But, as mentioned by all the Poskim, without any exception, even though the Rabbi Yash did not apply the Chirem, after the Elul Hashishi, but since Klal Yisrael has been covered upon itself not to marry more than one wife, so because of that it's also anyway without the Chirem of Yash. That's why the Bitva says the Asta Dini Subasana. So what the Bitva means is the Asta Dini Hige, so then he's not allowed within the Gemara to marry more than one woman. And then he also says Atil Hoche Asne Bahado Hoche Mishum Shalei Kehei Kibelesol. Shalei Kibelesol. What does it mean? She shouldn't have any kindness. Alright. Now we have to understand this. Now, this Indian of not being allowed to marry two women, even though everybody considered that it's a double portion. And there is a basis for it. You see that even the report says, they are hold up with love, I fully much of love. Much of love. So, but it's not such a double portion. It's not such a double portion. That it's a hetakomo before Chirem Rabbi Yash to marry more than one woman. I mean, you can say, in the Svardim, I mean, until recently, have more than one wife. I mean, the Svardim, the Yemenite Jews, and so on. That's true. But there is a certain limitation on that, and that. I just want to point out what the Talmud Rut says.
So he suggested to the Gea
that he should marry. He should marry Rus. He was really the next of kin there. Vahima Beas, Vihim Kneischa, Sodem Yamnoni, Umeis Hutam Via, Eishis Hameis, Korniso, Vokim Shinames Amakos. So Vahim Ragea, Yuchal Nibo Yuri, Pen Ashkes is Nakos, Galo Ato, Et Gulosi to Yuchal Nibo. The Gael said he can do it, because he might corrupt his nach. What does it mean? Why would he corrupt his nach by marrying Rus? You see, the Beas did marry Rus. So Rashi says, because the Gael thought he didn't know of the aloha of Ameni the Loy Amenis, Meyavri the Loy Meavis. So Rashi says, Nachlosi, in other words, I'll marry a psuro to me. So then the children will be psuro. And the question is, why do you see Ashkenazi? It's also, I mean, whether the big soul or not, I mean, also is also. It's around the rice. All right. That's the question. All right. So Rashi says, we told that we need to learn it. The Talmud is in Ezeel, I think only in Ibrahim, so it's a basic style, Tamir. But the other two, is Yisid and Ezeel. So, Yisid and Ezeel, I'm with you. But Amar, the Gael said, Poreiki ki hai gabne les an yochel in Yisidoli. I cannot marry Rus. Al Yisli Yitze, the Gael Yisidiyaz was already an almond. He was a widower. But the Gael was headed wife. So he says, I'll be easily eat sick. In view of the fact that I have a wife, less than the shoes with these Akochanis. So I have no issues to marry another woman. Although, Dilmo Tehei, with Motu Mbeisi, the Mechabel Yasach Santi, lest, since I have one wife, so I might destroy the whole harmony of the house and the home. I mean, women don't like it. It's all, you see, another wife is holding its other. So it will produce an element of friction, of machlekes, of the frustration, disharmony in the house. So melee, I'm not allowed to do it. Now, where is the Yisrael of introducing, I mean, an element of friction in the house? Of course, I mean, go to Hasholem. But where is the Yisrael? There is a Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara says, how Poel Vesishtei Gufei Vam Chab Deyisa Mi Gufei Olo Vakosu Feinei Ufokatito Esnobecho Itzipos Inyir Dimekaboy. So that, in other words, and the Rambam mentions it in the Kasishas. Josephus, Halacha, Vites. It's a Gemara in Gomitas Amachreis. Tanur Rabbon, the Gemara I just mentioned. Oyin Fizishi, Gupe, Yom Kabbalis, and Gupe, Olakos Vimer, Biodato, Shisholen Molecho. So the before I didn't mention the first lecture was Kokaliton of Echo Bolisecho. So it's a mitzvah in the Kabbalah, Biodato, Shisholen Molecho. In other words, paying Sholen in the house, in the home. Shisholen Molecho. So, how do you maintain Sholem in the hell? By your husband being Mechabit as Ishti Eisam Gifoi, Ve'yavo Kegufi. The Chitzivu Chachomi, the Svob Aloch Yutes, She'yodo Mechabit as Ishti Eisam Gifoi, Ve'yavo Kegufi, Ve'yishli Nomen Amadu Kutivoso Kifimomene, Ve'yati Lo Leoimo Yiseiro, יהיה דיבורי אימו בנחס ולא יהיה עוצי ולא ירק זו נראה את אשתוק with respect to her should scream at her as a matter of fact דוד פון במציא לימור at the end of Hazor says that there is a noah's glory so there is a love of the same religious Amis. So according to the Rambam, the love of the same religious Amis is reference to any Jew. In other words, when you scream at a person, well, sometimes, you know, you are allowed to scream. I mean, the provocation is so great. But if you scream at a person, there are certain people who just have a habit of screaming, just like that, without any provocation. So Yareveh, so heard the feelings of the person, Yareveh, a love derives. In other words, when we say, you're not allowed to be divided, she doesn't mean only when you tell a person you are a fool, you are stupid. Even if you don't tell a person you are a fool, you are stupid, you tell him, you are a genius, but you scream at him, you know. You hurt his feelings. Yareva love the rice of Inuaz Lorin, that's called Inuaz Lorin. There are two love. One is love of Hussein, as reference to Inuaz Mome, to deceive a person in Mome, and one is Inuaz Lorin, to hurt the feelings of a person. To hurt, it doesn't mean screaming. When you scream, you hurt the feelings. And let's say, you know, some have the habit, you know, they got it. A high mark in school, and then a friend of theirs got a relatively low mark to ask him, what did you get? Well, I mean, that's a lot of their eyes. I mean, they think it's funny. You know, what did you get? It's a lot of their eyes. It's a lot of their eyes. So you are either love of the same issues as we say. But the love of the same issues as we say of Inuaz Dvorim is mentioned several times in the Torah. In other words, it means he's Abraham three times. He's Abraham three love. So, but the Ritva says that one love of the same Elisha's Amisei, which means in Shinit Chobitevul Mitzvahs, has reference to a wife. I mean, who is that person who is always with you? A wife. She's the power. So there is this, according to the Ritva, we go, look at Akush Mugubetes, at the end of Perek Hazor, you'll see it. So according to the Ritva, there is a special love to hurt the feelings of the wife. The same English as Amise, because, in other words, three times it's mentioned. So one Lisenu has reference to a wife. Now, so, whether we say like the Ritva or not, so suppose we don't say like the Ritva, but the wife is not Boaz than any other Jew. So the Mele, if you scream at her, you hurt her feelings, you are neither allowed nor as love. So the Yakov, the Emma, you say, what do you do? You know, the Nachas, we will be Otsi, we will Ransom. But anyway, so Mele, I ask the question, the Talmud is in the Zeal says, that the Gael said, he cannot marry Ruth because he'll destroy his Nachle, he'll destroy his home. So why can't he? How will he destroy his home? So Talmud in the Zeal says, because the Gael was married, so he had no right to marry another woman. But isn't that the well-known thing? Every child knows that prior to Kohen Rabbi Yashin, it was a hetagomor to marry two women. So that means what is Mizil, to marry two women, it was a hetagomor, only with the permission of the wife. Only with the permission of the wife. But without, against the will of the wife, it was an Issa all the time. Because of machlekes of trotting. So the question is, why does the Ritva say, the kind of nasi odom kama noshim vudi yoche unikam is the kayak. So why does he have to preserve the rights of the Ritva with the Teres? She might have complaints, but even prior to Kohen Rabbi Yashin, so without permission of the wife, if the wife doesn't come, then it's in Sabon, because of Machlekes, because of Trote, and it's implicit in the passage of the Tato Tisholom Olam. So we are free to maintain Sholom Bites. So why does he say, in order that she shouldn't complain against him, as if it is just, you know, because certain women, Amberger says, no, it's all set, without the permission. Well, so it's not, so we shouldn't deduce from this report that he doesn't agree with the Tav of Yis Nazir. For Yis Nazir is a Tanner, I mean, he cannot be Chayit. And Tanner, unless you say that our Gemore is inconsistent with Yis Nazir. Because the Gemore, in the Bomes, Nezi Odom Kamadoshi, Wud Yoche, Limei Kam Yisipar, Sipukai, the Roshan Agmore, in the Bomes, that I hate, that Samachay, Samachay. But why should we say that there is a machlekes between our Gemore and Yis Nazir if we are not forced to say that? So, no, we are not forced to say that. Because it's true. The Gemara says, Neisi Olam Kamanoshim, Udi Yochel Neikam Yisipukai. So the Gemara should say, Kamanoshim, with permission of the wife. Why does the Gemara say, Neisi Olam Kamanoshim, Vyoshusishti? Vyoshusishti. The Gemara doesn't mention the ones. So, the Neisi Olam Kamanoshim, Udi Yochel Neikam Yisipukai, it's Mashmat Minastah. In a staff, he does not have to ask for permission. So the answer is, in a grammar, it's also without permission of the wife. But the Gemara talks of the times when it was a common thing for Jews to have more than one woman. Let's say don't have more than one wife. But I remember, when I was a little child, so it was used to say, that Svavim in the Solon Palestine, as they called it then. So he said, it's a common thing among the Svavim, to have more than one wife, and the Svavim and the money. So Mele, let's say hundreds of years ago, is Man Chazal, when it was a common thing for a Jew to have more than one wife, even though we don't find a single Tana or a single Amere who had more than one wife. We don't have it. We don't find it. But among the common Jews, So it was a common thing to have more than one wife. So maybe in those days it's considered, in Astam it's considered as if the wife didn't commission, unless the wife at the time of the marriage or before the marriage said, listen, I don't want you to marry each other. Over here. So you can marry, then you would be yourself. But in Astam, inasmuch as it was the general practice to marry more than one woman, so in Astam it was considered as if the wife had said, you can marry more than one wife. That's why that it was the fashion. And that's the reason as to why the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tamachei says, Neisi Olam Kama Noshim, Vehudi Yochel Mei Kamas Bukai. Because when it's a general practice to marry two women, some male, it's considered as if she had given the information. So then, if later on, after the wedding, she says to him, you can't marry, so it's like you trapped him. It's like you trapped him. That's why the Ritva is the kashi. The Ritva is the kashi. So it is a tendency that you often ask them about, Pochem is going to develop itself. Why does he have to start up with the Amino line? Al-Kadim is allowed. Because since everybody does it, so it's considered that she had given him permission. But maybe this woman, if you marry another woman, and then there will be competition, and she'll have a conversation, she'll complain against him. So he wants to prevent any complaint. That's why he's not. But in a kaname, where there is no definite permission given by wife, then it's also because of Kutim, as the Talmud is in Ezeel says. It's also unless the wife gave him permission. And there the Gael apparently, the Gael's wife, he refused to give the Gael permission to marry another woman, even a woman. It's a biggest like horse. So that's why he says, "Lo yuchal, I couldn't do it." Pinashkes is not worthy. I'll introduce an element of friction to the home. I'll destroy the home. But now, Lochola Poches, in the Talmud Mizeel, it's mentioned that it's also without permission of the wife. So when ever you find in the Gemara and the Sheni that it's muta poski prior to chelam liyashin, it means with permission of the wife. And when it was a general practice to marry more than one woman, so it was always considered min astam that the wife gave permission, unless she told him before the wedding, no, you cannot marry anymore. So then in a chaname. So it was also, and I suppose that the woman who married the Gael told him she doesn't want any tzar. She doesn't want any tzar. Now, I cannot give a shuwe, I cannot say with the ordinary, with the absolute certainty, but the spa, the amused IT, I don't think there was a single tamer or a single amir or a single amir who had more than one wife. I don't think, I make a mistake, but I don't know of any Gemara that mentions that they were, and if there is, I don't know, that's my impression. If they were, so it was certainly permission of the wife, and there was a special reason. Let's say the way Avon married Hobo. So he married Hobo, I mean, because Saul wanted him to marry Hobo. The way Yaakov, so had four wives. So Yaakov didn't wanted to marry only Rachel. And then Laban deceived him, so he married Leah. And then Leah wanted him to marry Zilpah, and Rachel wanted him to marry Bilhah. I don't know, I might make a mistake, but offhand I don't remember. Of Tanoim and Avroim, I mean, who had more than one wife. If there is, I might make a mistake. So there was probably special reason. If there is, so there was probably special reason as to why. So, but in this Yiras Nezir is mentioned that without the permission of the wife, it's also mikrayim, because of tov. Now, but there is a remarkable sefer hiskuni and gracious. So the plain pshat of Kimishka Aponis Yasalon means that if somebody withholds Sheyot Susveino, so not only is he either love of the Yigra, but he's in Bakalines also. That's what the plain pshat is. He says, Kimishka Aponis Yasalon, that if the general practice is not to marry two women, so then, just one wife, so then it's awesome the rising to marry another wife. Can you put up on the I mean, that's a new shot in the prostate, I mean. But, the Chizkuni mentions another prostate in the Torah. So the Dovah Bishke, the Holy Bosarechot implies the Lugiske Hube Achers. He shouldn't marry another wife. I mean, he should not. But the Gemara says, Neisi Odom Kamenoshi, who do you often make him to the guy? The answer is, that's only with the wife's permission. The wife's permission. So I said, I mean, Yenis Mizil said, because of Trotty. So what is it implicit? It's implicit in the pasuk in here. We are about to show him a lecha. We have carried him a lecha with his echo. Now, but from the Chizkuni, it appears that without the permission of the wife, it's implicit in the pasuk of Chidavak Yishtei, Mahoyim Yipozalecha. What does it mean with the plain meaning? Of course, there are approaches. The Rabbishe, which is Kamele, all kinds of brushes. But the Jewish Omikoch of the Rabbishe, Royal Mosarachot, means that there has to be harmony between husband and wife. They have to be like one person. Now, if he marries another woman, against